Thank you, Sirius. I'm here with Danny Daly. For the second year in a row, Brisbane's got a bit going on deadline day. Not quite the Josh Dunkley drama of 12 months ago, but the Jack Gunston situation evolved last week. Can you talk us through where that currently sits?
Well, obviously, we're dealing with Hawthorn at the minute about a potential trade and what it might look like. Dom's doing a bit of work on that in the background, as he does. So I think we're making some progress. So hopefully we can get something resolved in the next couple of hours with that.
Is there a chance that he remains at Brisbane? He's contracted for next year. Do you think by the deadline he might still be aligned?
Potentially, and we've spoken to Jack about that and his management group. So, again, we'll work through with Hawthorn and try and get the best outcome for both parties. But at the end of the day, if that doesn't happen, he could potentially still be with us next year, yeah.
Plenty else going on. I'll send you back to the desk. Send you to Cal.
Danny, thanks for having a chat. Brandon Ryan, is he going to be a part of the Jack Gunston deal, or are you looking at him separately?
Yeah, good question. We're sort of working with Hawthorn on both scenarios, what it might look like if we do it all as one package together, or if we're doing separately, what the best outcome, not only for us when we're dealing with them, but also what Hawthorn are thinking. So, yeah, both options are open, and we'll do whatever's best for our footy club.
Is he keen to get to Brisbane?
Yeah, pretty much. I think he's had a good meeting with Fags and myself, and he sees a role that he could play for us in our forward line, which we probably missed a little bit with Tom Fullerton leaving the club. So, yeah, I think he's pretty keen to get to us.
Caught up with him over the weekend. Was that after you learnt about Jack Gunston, or had your interest been there prior to that?
It had been there prior. We were pretty keen on him last year, and I know the recruiting staff, I did a little bit of work on him with potentially getting him in the mid-sleeve draft if we had a pick, which we didn't. So they've been watching him for a little bit. And again, once we found out that Tom Fullerton was going to leave and Jack was potentially going to leave, we found that there might be a need for him to come to us. So it all evolved pretty quickly. So, he's a good young man, and we'd love him at our footy club.
He's obviously contracted for next year, but Hawthorn, I think, initially would have liked to retain him. Do you get the sense now they're open to trading him?
Yeah, no doubt. I think they're open to doing it, but they're probably a bit similar to us in terms of Jack as well, where he's contracted. So if they can't get the deal that they want, he'll probably stay at Hawthorn. So it's an interesting scenario for both teams.
The Hawks have a lot of play. Are you going to be involved in those deals as well? Could it be involved with three clubs that kind of they're trying to get Mubby or Troll from Gold Coast? Do you think another club could get involved in this, or do you expect them to all be separate?
Again, we'll look at all options available, and if it means a third or fourth club comes involved and it's a good deal for us, then we'll look at that also.
You got Tom Duday already over the line in this year's trade period. You must be wrapped with that. He obviously comes as a restricted free agent just to bolster your back line.
Yeah, he does. Obviously, Marcus Adams, unfortunately, having to retire with his concussion. Probably, again, we had a gap there, even though we had a fence with Payne and Harris Andrews and Dizzy Gardner's pretty well stocked. We just thought that another intercepting defender for us would be handy, and he's a good young man. Spent a bit of time with him before he went overseas, and I think he obviously won't play till the middle of the year, but we see a good position for him moving forward.
What's the trick, Danny? Because you keep getting players. He has a little bit of a link to Queensland, but he's not from Queensland, clearly. He had an interest from Victorian clubs as well. He comes on board, Joey Danaher a couple of years ago, Josh Dunkley, Lachie Neal, of course. How do you get these guys to Queensland when they don't really have that familiarity there?
There's a few things. Obviously, the culture at the footy clubs are a pretty good culture, and we're pretty proud of what we've established there. You've got the sun there, which helps as well, 35 degrees this week.
That helps.
Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast. And obviously, we're quite successful as well. We've been up there for the last 5 years. And again, we consider ourselves a good destination club for people to come to. So,
last one from us, and we appreciate your time and a busy afternoon. Hugh McCluggage, million-dollar player next year?
Oh, look, yeah, he's a superstar. Yui, I've got to be careful about what I say about him because I might drive his price right up. But, that's the era we're in. And, we'll pay him what we need to pay him to keep him.
That's a yes to me.
David Trotter, that's for God's sake.
Danny Daly, thank you for joining us on Deadline Day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.